And you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Leading up to Election Day, VPR has been airing interviews with candidates for statewide office during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. This week, we're hearing from candidates to be Vermont's representative in the U.S. House. Democrat Peter Welch has both his party's and the Republicans' nomination this year. Welch is running for a sixth term in office, and he joins us on the line. Congressman, welcome back to VPR.
Thank you.
Why should Vermonters elect you to another term in office?
You know, the biggest challenge we face in the House of Representatives is to make that institution work. And the approach I've taken that I think has been good for Vermont is to take the Vermont way of doing business, where, yes, you disagree with people, but you respect them, you listen to their point of view, and you make a determined effort to find some common ground. And, of course, in Washington, that's not happening. And the thing I hear from Vermonters more than anything else is, Peter, why don't you guys get together and get something done? And I think we need legislators who have that Vermont style.
Congressman, I want to pivot to foreign policy now. What do you think is the biggest foreign policy issue the U.S. is facing, and what should Congress do to address it?
Well, there's two things. The ongoing engagement in the Middle East and just the fallout from the disastrous decision that was made to invade Iraq on the basis of false information continues to plague us. You know, we are engaged actively in hostilities in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And Congress has a responsibility to have a debate about this whole policy and what the limits are of what can and should be done. And it's why I've been a strong advocate of having a debate on an authorization for the use of military force.
In addition to having a debate, do you think that the U.S. should have more of a military role in some of the conflicts in the Middle East, be it Iraq or Syria or elsewhere?
I don't. And bottom line, the military invasion force that we had, an occupation force with nation building as a goal, didn't work in Afghanistan. It's not working and hasn't worked in Iraq. The United States can be helpful. It can play some role. But the fundamental decision about the future of Iraq has to be made by Iraqis.
Congressman, agriculture has long played a key role in our history and our culture here in Vermont. What do you think is the role of Congress in shaping the future for Vermont's farmers?
Well, there's two things. Number one, dairy is a big part and continues to be in Vermont. And Congress has a responsibility to have a reasonable safety net program for agriculture. And the one we have right now for dairy doesn't work. We're going to have a chance to amend that or have a new farm bill. And I'll be working hard with Vermont farmers to try to get a better, reasonable, and realistic program. Second, there's a lot of transition in agriculture in Vermont. And it's why the farm-to-school programs, the organic programs, the effort that we made in Vermont at the state level, then down in Washington on GMOs, all of this is very important, where we are going to be promoting more local agriculture, more organic agriculture, more healthy foods. So there's a big role that Congress can play in the policy, where we try to steer resources and policy towards local production and not just big ag.
Vermont has set a goal of getting 90% of its energy from renewable sources by the year 2050, but these projects have not been without some controversy. What, if anything, should be Congress's role in Vermont's energy economy?
Well, I think there's two things. The Congress role should be to have policies that really do promote efficiency and promote renewable energy and support local generation, which requires some significant improvements in the electric grid. The question of where any project should be sited, whether it's wind or solar or even gas, or where, but I'd see that as much more of a local issue, where the local state and the local community is the one that's primarily involved in the siting decision. But the policies that get us to promote efficiency, to promote renewable energy, and to actually generate a clean economy, those policies Congress has a very, very big role in. And I believe it's important because the environment, obviously, I mean, this wild weather we're having is just going to get worse. But also, if we take on this challenge, we're going to create jobs.
And specifically, does that mean, what, subsidies for renewables, or what does that congressional action look like?
Well, I've supported tax credits. You know, when you get a new industry standing up, it raises the question whether it's a public policy to get it going. You have some subsidies. And we've had an investment tax credit. We've had some solar credits, and I've supported those.
My final question for you, Congressman, I'm wondering, what's one thing you wish you could have done differently during your last 2 years in office, or maybe one area where you know you can do a better job representing Vermont in the future?
You know, the thing I wish I could do in Congress and even in Vermont is remind all of us, and myself included, that anytime we have an opportunity to be helpful to somebody else, we should do it. We should listen carefully to people who have different points of view and different experience. Because what I've been seeing break down in Washington is something that I think we cherish here in Vermont, and it's mutual respect. It's an acknowledgement that you're not always right, and it's a humility that goes with understanding that it's better to make progress than to insist on perfection.
Congressman, thank you for making the time to speak with us.
Thank you.